God be with you.
And also with you.
My name is Anders Peterson. I'm the pastoral intern in the village. And you'll need the four pieces of paper that were on the table over there for this evening's worship. Just kidding, there's no paper. All right. That's the second time I've done that this summer. No, this evening we gather together in community to explore and to discern and to pray for the world. As you can see, there is a map of God's creation before us this evening, surrounded by the abundant life which flows in God. And you will be invited to come forward this evening and to offer your prayers for God's people and for God's the places that God's people live in. So prayers for the nations. More to come on that in the service. To begin, I ask you to take a moment of calm and to hear these words from Jürgen Moltmann, a great theologian. From first to last, and not merely in the epilogue, Christianity is eschatology. Christianity is hope, forward-looking and forward-moving, and therefore also revolutionizing and transforming the present. From first to last, and not merely in the epilogue, Christianity is eschatology, is hope, forward-looking and forward-moving, and therefore also revolutionizing and transforming the present. Let us pray. O God, your love for the whole world is unfailing, and your vision of love and justice emanates in Christ. Pardon us for the ways we have sinned against you and our neighbors near to us and around the globe. Fill us now with your wisdom and compassion so we may seek to unite with your hunger for justice, your longing for peace, and the hope for the flourishing of all creation. Amen.
The prophet Isaiah proclaimed a day would come when God would create a new heaven and a new earth, when neither the sound of weeping nor the cry of distress would be heard, when the wolf and lamb would feed together, and God would console the brokenhearted and heal the wounded world. In the revelation of John, we see that day that Isaiah prophesied dawning in the message Jesus, God made manifest, gave to the world. We read, I saw heaven and earth new created, gone the first heaven, gone the first earth, gone the sea. I saw holy Jerusalem new created, descending, resplendent out of heaven, as ready for God as the bride for her spouse. I heard a voice thunder from the throne, look, look, God has moved in the neighborhood, making God's home with men and women. They're God's people, and God will be their God. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears gone, crying gone, pain gone. all the first order of things gone. The enthroned continued, "Look, I am making everything new." Then God said, "It happened. I'm A to Z. I'm the beginning. I'm the conclusion. From water of life, well, from water of life, well, I give freely to the thirsty." An angel showed me a water of life river, crystal bright. It flowed from the throne of God and the Lamb, right down the middle of the street. The tree of life was planted on each side of the river, producing 12 kinds of fruit, a ripe fruit for each month. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Word of God, word of life.
Tonight we have our own river of life among us, and we gather to name before God the nations of the world, pleading for mercy, healing, and justice, for those places and people torn by ancient animosities or terrorized by new fears, those devastated by drought or disease, those crushed by poverty, oppression, or war, and those nations consumed by power, wealth, or greed. As we come to pray, you're encouraged not only to remember the nations in your prayer, but also to explore how lighting a small candle and placing it in God's creation can be the ignition of a prayer lived out. Prayer is about entering into a conscious and intentional relationship with God, to be open to the divine, and to be intentional about God's presence with us, among us. We all know prayer isn't magic, that the more or the harder we pray, the more likely we will get what we want or what we think is good for the world. The power of prayer shines in many ways, one of which is that prayer changes us. And in being changed, we may see things in a new way, to behold the new creation, to see the new Jerusalem. Or we may find strength to live faithfully in the midst of the things we cannot change. Robert Kennedy once said, "Some believe there is nothing one man or one woman can do against the enormous array of the world's ills. Yet many of the world's great movements of thought and action have flowed from the work of a single person. It's from numberless, diverse acts of courage and belief that human history is shaped. Each time a person stands up for an ideal or acts to improve the lots of others, or strikes out against injustice, he or she sends forth a tiny ripple of hope. And crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current that can sweep down the mightiest wall of oppression and resistance." When the music begins, you are invited to come forward, to come to the river and pray. If you are able, please remove your shoes. Then take a candle, light it, and place that candle on the map where your attentiveness, where your yearnings, where your prayer is centered this night. And as we pray this evening, you will hear the prayers and yearnings of fellow villagers. You'll hear their hopes, their dreams, their hope to unite with God's vision for the world. You're welcome to come to the map, to stay and to contemplate and to pray as long as you'd like. You're also welcome to remain seated and reflect and pray in silence and as we sing together. Come.
Headlines or politics, but the kind of peace that breathes love within and through people, ordering lives through your grace and justice.
France and Spain.
Dear God, we lift before you all the countries of Africa and ask that you will bless them. Raise up wise and just leaders who will care for the well-being of their people and bring justice to their countries, where all may share in the bounty of your creation and the gifts that you have provided. We pray for an end to poverty, hunger, disease, and illiteracy in Africa. We also ask that you will forgive us as a nation and as individuals for our part in exploiting our brothers and sisters of Africa by stealing their vast natural resources for our benefit and leaving them in poverty and hunger. Forgive us for our greed and hoarding of the gifts you have provided to be shared with all your creation. Give us the will and the courage to change our ways, both as a country and individually. Amen.
South Africa, Angola, Madagascar, Namibia, Botswana, Malawi, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Sierra Leone, Central African Republic,
Tanzania, and their country, whose rapid modernization has created vast disparities between rich and poor. Dear God, we pray for the people of Tanzania and their country, whose rapid modernization has created vast disparities between rich and poor. You see how many struggle for their living and how even tourism is benefiting few, but more often exploiting the local resources and people. God, we pray for the daily life of local families, their health, and the education of their children.
Bolivia and Chile, Uruguay and Paraguay, Ecuador, Guyana, Brazil and Argentina, Colombia, Venezuela, Costa Rica,
for the people of the nation of El Salvador, whose wounds from conflict, from turmoil and poverty are still so fresh that they cannot be called scars. We thank you for the seeds of your hope, which are firmly planted in El Salvador's people. We pray that those seeds will grow into reconciliation and peace.
Let us pray. God, poet of the world, draw us to yourself and help us gain an awareness not so much of what we have been given as all that we have received and so have yet to share. Send us forth, empowered and with great courage to live out in the world what we pray and profess this night. That in our sharing, we may do justice, make peace, grow in compassion, and unite with your awesome vision for the world. A vision of your kingdom come, given to us on the lips and in the life of your Son, Jesus. We pray these things, knowing you, God, you are a God of abundance and a God of love. Amen. You are invited to go in peace quietly or remain to pray.